Previously on 221B Baker Street.
I can't believe you held the poor girl hostage.
Well, I still don't trust her.
You have trust issues, Lales.
Do you blame me?
Of course. You trusted her easily enough to employ her before the kidnapping.
That's because my priorities were messed up before the kidnapping.
And now they are not?
I still can't believe Bilal did it.
I know, but all the evidence points to him. He kidnapped Danielle to get back at me.
Yes, but how did Shamshir not figure that out?
Oh well, what's a chain? I can't believe he lied to me. And now I'm in the sorry mess.
Ilham's mind races for solutions.
Should I ring the wedding bells, Sid?
And that is the narrow-minded behavior that nauseates me. The assumption that a man can only defend the honor of a woman he's related to or he selfishly desires.
I'd agree with you, but Ilham tried to kill you and you're worried about her reputation? Why?
Because she didn't enter the flat with this intention to kill me. You see, Simi, analysis tells me that my presence was much a surprise to her as hers was to me.
What are you doing?
I knew you'd find the machete. I'm not stupid.
You can't just break into my flat.
And you can't withhold evidence. Ah, I knew you were working on the Patel case.
Was. Now, why did you break into my flat?
I didn't break into your flat. I got a warrant.
Well, what do you call this then? I didn't invite you in.
It's a drugs bust.
Seriously? This guy a junkie? Have you met him?
See me.
I'm pretty sure.
And now on 221 Baker Street.
Hello, mo, hello, mo, hello, mo, hello, mo.
Hello, mo, hello, mo, hello, mo, hello, mo.
As soon as Abrams and his crew leave, Shamshir shuts himself up in the kitchen. He keeps the Infinity necklace nearby, occasionally talking to himself.
I attacked a lady? Terrible. Had a drug bust. Horrible. Need to solve this case.
On the other side of the kitchen door, Wasim paces back and forth. Until he finally enters the kitchen.
You didn't know it was a lady.
I should have deduced that before fighting her.
You made a mistake. It shows you human.
My mind is failing me. I need to solve it.
Can I help? I want to help.
Shamshir continues to ignore Wasim. Wasim digs out his phone from his pocket to find a text. For the first time in her life, Layla leaves her home wearing a veil. Sadly, her intention behind it is not very noble. Layla makes her way to the nearest car hire. After all, how can she follow her husband in her own car?
I need to see where he's going. Who is he seeing behind my back?
Wasim opens the text message. It reads,
any developments on kidnap case? From Munir Ahmed Dindar. It's your brother. He's texting me. How does he know my number?
Must be a root canal.
What?
He's at the dentist. Mad never texts if he can talk.
You need to reply to Munir. You can't just ignore him.
I'm not ignoring him. I'm sending my best man to him.
Right. Good. Wait. Who's that?
Al-Majdu هذا الثنيان الذي يسقي البرايا من شدى المجد.
Ridwan watches Amani as she sits silently on the couch, staring absently out of the window.
Are you okay, Scout?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure? You're awfully silent after the Patel incident. I'm really worried about you.
Don't, Reddy. I'm fine.
I hope so. Look, sis, I'm here for you if you need anything, okay?
Layla sits alone in a quiet little cafe. The tables are empty, except for one in the far corner of the shop, where Tahir sits with his back towards her, facing the mysterious lady.
She's in Purda? Astaghfirullah. What the heck is she doing with my husband?
Some time later, Wasim sits in a large, rather intimidating office. As he glances at his watch for the fifth time, Munir Ahmed walks in.
Wasim, how nice. How may I help you?
Well, your brother sent me to discuss the Patel case.
Did he?
Yes, he's investigating it now. As we speak,
Wasim watches Munir Ahmed lift his hand to his right cheek, grimacing slightly as if he's in pain.
So, you were at the dentist?
Root canal.
Right, Sid said so. I was wondering, what else can you tell me about Tahir Patel?
As Layla mentally criticizes the lady sitting with her husband, Tahir glares at his sister, who refuses to take him seriously.
I booked a ticket for you. Now you can hit the road again.
Thanks, but no thanks. I decided to extend my stay.
3 days are too long for you. Now what's keeping you here?
Family.
Huh? I'm your only family, and your work here is done.
Wrong. I now have 2 adorable nephews.
My wife doesn't know you exist, remember?
Well, it's about time you tell her.
In your dreams, you are not going anywhere near Layla. You'll brainwash her with all your extremist views.
Really? From where I'm sitting, my boy, Layla's already closer than you think.
What do you mean?
A smile plays across Ilham's face as she notices a lady staring anxiously at her and Tahir.
Watch your back, brother.
Munir stays silent for a few seconds before he answers Wasim.
Tahir Patel is one of the richest men in our country, object of many people's envy. Search him on the internet. You'll find all you need to know.
Okay.
Look, tell Shamshir he needs to solve this case as soon as possible. Tahir and I go back a long way.
Yeah, I heard.
You did? Well then, Wasim, you'd know it's the least Shamshir and I can do for a long-lost friend. As it stands, the prime suspect is now Bilal.
What? The Imam?
Yes.
But he's an Ali. He wouldn't kidnap a child.
Then how did he end up as a prime suspect? That is a question. The one I was rather hoping Shamshir would provide an answer to. How's he getting on?
والصداقة كنز غالي معي لا جارة أحزان الليالي
It takes a few seconds for Tahir to realize his sister meant that he should literally turn around. He sees a lady in niqab sitting a few tables behind them.
That ninja is Zakia, Layla's twin.
Oh, so Layla gave her exclusive wedding ring to Zakia. What love!
Please, Layla won't give Zakia ice in winter.
Then, that is definitely your wife. She's wearing the ring that made front page news on your wedding day.
What the heck? Layla wouldn't dare dress that way.
You see, brother, that temper is what tells me that it's no one but your wife spying on us.
What? How dare you? My wife trusts me.
Your wife fears you. That's why she has to go through the trouble of spying on you to get answers. She's too scared to confront you. What have you done to her, Tahir?
None of your business, Ilam. I'm leaving. You should too. Keep your nose out of my business or else.
Communication is key. Two people can be in the same relationship and yet see it in two different ways. Communication is the mortar that holds a relationship together. If it breaks down, the relationship will crumble. When spouses no longer communicate, a marriage nurtures no one. It is no longer a marriage. True communication involves respect for the other person as well as active energy on your part. These two skills are essential ingredients to making a relationship work.
Shamshir has covered his kitchen table with newspaper cuttings and records when Mrs. Hassan comes through the door carrying a tray with cups of tea.
Wasim said you were not eating.
There were two Mrs. Patels.
Shamshir, what are you going on about?
They had the same father, but different mothers.
Who, Shamshir?
Ilham and Tahir. That's why they never got along. Then why did she help him? Why did she help him? Think, Sid. Think. Come on. Come on, man.
Layla left the coffee shop as soon as she realized Tahir was looking directly at her. For some strange reason, Layla saw something in his eyes that sent a cold shiver down her spine. A glare that encouraged her to do what she did before leaving.
I wasn't imagining. He is having an affair. Why else would he glare at me that way? Oh well, a girl's got to do what a girl's got to do. I just hope he didn't realize it was me.
Silent tears trickled down Layla's cheeks as a brutal realization hits her.
Tahir never did love me. I was always nothing but a trophy on his arm.
Layla recalls the initial stages of her marriage to Tahir, with one particular incident etched to her mind. She tried to suppress it for many years, but his betrayal had just opened old wounds.
Oh no! Did Tahir physically abuse Layla?
No. That depends on how you define physical abuse.
He did? Why is she still with him?
Well, you see, this was not the typical form of physical abuse. It wasn't that Tahir hit, punched or even kicked her.
Shuh, alhamdulillah.
But what he did may have been far worse. Mrs. Hassam looks at Shamshir, who hasn't noticed her presence at all. She quietly turns around to leave, just as Wasim enters.
Emotional blackmail. He manipulated her.
Sid, what are you saying?
Tahir staged the kidnapping of his own child. His sister helped him. She took the child.
Why would he kidnap his own kid?
Layla wanted to give Danyal away.
Oh, wait. So he staged the kidnap to teach Layla a lesson?
No.
Then why is Bilal being arrested?
عصفت رياح البرد داخل أضلعي فتمزقت من عصفها أحشائي.
As Ilham finally decides to leave the coffee shop, a waitress rushes up to her.
وتجمدت في داخل أعضائي.
Yes, that young lady who was dressed just like you left this note for you. Oh, okay. Jazakillah. May Allah reward you. I'm not Muslim. I know. But that doesn't mean you're not human. You have a creator too, right? Yes, I believe God created me. Ah, see, you call our creator God. I call our creator Allah. If I may ask, I've noticed most Muslims say God when talking to non-Muslims about the Creator. Why don't you? Well, to be honest, I don't feel comfortable calling my Creator God. Why? Well, spell it backwards. What do you get? Oh my. Dog. I never thought of that. Well then, now you have. Take care, dear.
Ilham makes her way out of the cafe, trying to keep her surprise at bay. As soon as she's out of the door, she allows her mind to wonder about everything that had just happened in the past hour.
What a strange day. There's definitely something else going on with Tahir. What is he up to?
Ilham rushes back to the hotel room, where she finally opens the note. Meanwhile, Ridwan's worried about his sister. Ever since Layla accused her of kidnapping Danyal, Amani became extremely quiet and rarely left the house. Ridwan wondered why his tough sister took it so badly. Unable to handle her defeated spirit, he decides to call his dad.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. How are you, Dad?
Alhamdulillah. But tell me, how are you and Amani?
Alhamdulillah, I'm fine. But I'm not too sure about Scout. She still doesn't seem to be over the Patel case.
Give her some time, Ridwan. It was a rough experience.
But why is she being so sensitive about it? Layla's a stranger. Who cares about what she thinks? Scout always fights back. What's stopping her now?
You see, my son, this time it's not people of different religions fighting her. It's our own kind.
Yeah, that's the irony. That's the tragedy, Dad.
Indeed. But remember this, and make sure your sister remembers it too. No matter how bitter things get, they're still our fellow Muslims, and we should forgive each other. I mean, won't we love for Allah to forgive us?
An emotional Layla struggles to keep her memories at bay. She remembers the first time it happened.
What did Tahir do to her? Come on, you're dragging this.
Layla had decided to wear her abaya and hijab to Tahir's weekly soccer game until...
Where do you think you're going?
I'm coming to watch you play soccer like I always do. Why?
You are dressed for a maid. Go change, man.
But why? This way, my beauty stays for your eyes only. Besides, I don't really like the way your friends look at me.
Well, I do.
But it makes me very uncomfortable.
Why? Are you insecure? I thought I married a confident woman.
I am confident, but...
But what? You wouldn't feel shy then. Come on, Lails. They are only staring at you because you are gorgeous. What's the problem?
I'm not used to wearing such revealing clothes, Dyer. Besides, Zach was telling me that if a man really loves you, he'll pro...
Zakia was telling you? Zakia married an alim. She doesn't even know what love is. Poor thing, lives like a prisoner behind that veil. You're going to take advice from her? Yeah, right.
But Dyer, if you think about it, much of Islam is modesty, isn't it?
Jeez, Lails, before you say anything else about Islam, remember, as my wife, your main duty is to please me, to obey me, something you are not doing right now.
But Dyer...
No buts. You are making me late. Look, you either go change or I'll find someone else. If you wanted to be so boring, you should have married an alim.
I just thought...
Jeez, I thought you were an educated, confident and fun woman who does whatever she wants. Don't be just another old-fashioned, backward Indian girl, Lails. You are so much more, aren't you?
And so, with those few seemingly harmless words, Tahir began controlling his wife using a form of emotional, physical and spiritual abuse on Layla.
The beauty and the chastity of Islam. In the whole Quran, you will not find the name of one woman mentioned. Why? Because aurat, woman, is concealment. In this is the protection of deen and the protection of society. Only one woman's name is mentioned in the Quran, and that also for a reason. Allah Himself made parda of the names of women. Allah didn't say Asiya, Allah said Imra'ata Fir'aun, wife of Fir'aun. When Allah speaks of kafir women also, Allah makes parda of their name. Imra'ata Nuh, Imra'ata Lut, wife of Nuh, wife of Lut. When Allah spoke of a woman who tried to make a Nabi make zina, her name also Allah made parda, Imra'atul Aziz. Only Maryam, her name, that is the only woman whose name is mentioned in the Quran, and that also for a reason. Zalika Isa ibn Maryam. They said Isa is the son of Allah. So Allah says, no! Zalika Isa ibn Maryam. Isa is the son of Maryam. Qul al-haqq alladhi fihi yamtarun. This is the truth in which you are doubting. When Allah makes parda of names of women, then how are we going to explain what a mockery we have made of the Mubarak and pure way of life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? When he asked his daughter Fatima that what is the most precious thing to a woman, she says, oh my beloved father, the most precious thing to a woman is that no strange man should ever see her, nor should she ever see a strange man. When he hears this, he says, Fatima bint Muhammad, Fatima bint Muhammad, Fatima bint Muhammad. Fatima is definitely the daughter of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Al-Haya wal-Iman uqranahu jamia. Iman and Haya are two inseparable entities. Iza rufi ahaduma rufi al-akhar. If one is not there, if Haya is not there, if shame and modesty is not there, Iman is not there. What we say, if I don't expose my daughter to society, how is she going to become cultured? How is she going to be naked? How is she going to feed herself? Die out of hunger, Allah's qasam, but don't break the honor of Allah. Die out of hunger. Lamitatun fi ta'atillah khayrun min al-hayati fi ma'asiyat al-khaliq. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to die in obedience of Allah is better than living in his disobedience. Today the value of the honor of Allah has come out of the woman. That is why the janaza of his sunnah and the janaza of his mubarak way of life is coming out of our home. Therefore, bazaaron mein phirna nabi ki zindagi ke mazak hai. To walk openly in the bazaars is a mockery of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. To run our businesses on interest is a mockery of the life of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. What was that qurbani? What was that sacrifice given for? This is what la ilaha illallah is. An tahjuzahu an maharimillah. Ikhlas of la ilaha illallah is that Allah's azmat comes so great in the heart that the idea of breaking the order of Allah comes out of the heart. I will die, but I will not break the order of Allah.
Never fear when Shamshir is here. Ever heard of killing two birds with one stone? Tyre's trying to kill four birds with one stone.
So he's trying to get at Bilal, Layla, and...
Ilham, and...
you.
Just then, Shamshir's phone rings. He looks at it and sees it's from a private number. He answers, putting it on speaker.
Congratulations, you figured it out.
Ah, has television become so boring that you're watching me?
We have unfinished business. Meet me at 6.
Where?
I'll give you a clue. The Lake Indians make the wharf off.
Yes, it feels like Eid.
Sid, are you okay?
Spectacular. Right, I'm off.
Where to?
Zoo Lake. Where else, CB?
Ilham stares at the notes.
What? What do I make of this?
Dear sister in Islam, I apologize for this random note. I am aware of the relationship you and my husband, Tahir Sheikh. If possible, will you kindly meet me? I trust you know my address. Jazakallah, Mrs. Layla Patel.
Doesn't make sense. Layla must think I'm romantically involved with Tahir. But if she's anything like Tahir's description of her, would she be this mature about him having an affair?
Baker Street, a Radio Islam International Drama Edition.
All rights reserved. Unauthorized.